これからリスニングテストを始めます。この試験では、聞き取る英語は2回流します。質問文と選択肢は、音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されています。では始めます。4ページを開いてください。第1問。第1問は、問1から問6までの6問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。
Question number 1. Here's the dormitory floor plan.
I'd like a room with a bathroom.
Then how about this one? It's for two students though.
I don't mind that. I'll take it.
Listen again. Here's the dormitory floor plan.
I'd like a room with a bathroom.
Then how about this one? It's for two students, though.
I don't mind that. I'll take it.
Question number 2.
What did you do with your $50, Bobby?
Well, Mom, I bought shoes for $35. And spent 10 on Sally's present.
And the rest?
I used it for bus fare. Listen again.
What did you do with your $50, Bobby?
Well, Mom, I bought shoes for $35 and spent 10 on Sally's present.
And the rest?
I used it for bus fare. Question number 3.
It's too hot to stay home. Let's go to the mountains.
Sounds great, but Jim's called in sick.
So?
I've got to go to the office and fill in for him. Listen again.
It's too hot to stay home. Let's go to the mountains.
Sounds great, but Jim's called in sick.
So?
I've got to go to the office and fill in for him. Question number 4.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, the special effects were cool.
I really liked the story and the acting.
Me too. But the movie could have been a bit shorter.
Listen again.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, the special effects were cool.
I really liked the story and the acting.
Me too. But the movie could have been a bit shorter.
Question number 5.
How many emails do you usually get a day?
Around 90.
That many?
Yeah, but a third of them are junk mail.
Listen again.
How many emails do you usually get a day?
Around 90.
That many?
Yeah, but a third of them are junk mail.
Question number 6.
Your lunch looks good.
Yeah, but yours looks better. It has strawberries.
Do you want one? I'll trade a strawberry for one of your sausages.
That would be nice.
Listen again.
Your lunch looks good.
Yeah, but yours looks better. It has strawberries.
Do you want one? I'll trade a strawberry for one of your sausages.
That would be nice.
これで第一問は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第二問。第二問は問い7から問い13までの7問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、最後の発言に対する相手の応答として最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 7.
I'm looking forward to your dance performance tomorrow night. It starts at 7 o'clock, doesn't it?
Actually, it starts at 5.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Listen again.
I'm looking forward to your dance performance tomorrow night. It starts at 7 o'clock, doesn't it?
Actually, it starts at 5.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Question number 8.
Did you understand what that couple was saying in Spanish?
Well, almost all of it.
I'm impressed. Your Spanish seems quite advanced.
Listen again.
Did you understand what that couple was saying in Spanish?
Well, almost all of it.
I'm impressed. Your Spanish seems quite advanced.
Question number 9.
I twisted my neck in PE class, and it really hurts.
Oh no. Maybe you should leave school early to see a doctor.
Would you do that?
Listen again.
I twisted my neck in PE class, and it really hurts.
Oh no. Maybe you should leave school early to see a doctor.
Would you do that?
Question number 10.
Oh, what a surprise. It's so good to see you. How have you been?
Hello.
Don't you remember me? I'm Joe from Chicago.
Listen again.
Oh, what a surprise. It's so good to see you. How have you been?
Hello.
Don't you remember me? I'm Joe from Chicago.
Question number 11.
Do you keep anything ready for emergencies?
Let me think. I have a flashlight, gloves, and, some towels in my backpack.
What about water?
Listen again.
Do you keep anything ready for emergencies?
Let me think. I have a flashlight, gloves, and, some towels in my backpack.
What about water?
Question number 12.
Matthew, you wanted to ask me something?
Yes, Professor Jones. I'm applying to this university in New Zealand.
Wonderful! How can I help you with that?
Listen again.
Matthew, you wanted to ask me something?
Yes, Professor Jones. I'm applying to this university in New Zealand.
Wonderful! How can I help you with that?
Question number 13.
Look, this advertisement says that more than 98% of users like this new product.
To be honest, I'm generally skeptical about ads like that.
Why? It's based on a survey.
Listen again.
Look, this advertisement says that more than 98% of users like this new product.
To be honest, I'm generally skeptical about ads like that.
Why? It's based on a survey.
これで第2問は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第3問。第3問は A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第3問 A。第3問 A は問い14から問い16までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 14.
I can't believe it.
What, Mom?
That hole in your new trousers.
I slipped and fell at the station.
How many times have I told you not to run there?
But I didn't want to miss the train and be late for school.
Anyway, I'm not buying you another pair.
Listen again.
I can't believe it.
What, Mom?
That hole in your new trousers.
I slipped and fell at the station.
How many times have I told you not to run there?
But I didn't want to miss the train and be late for school.
Anyway, I'm not buying you another pair.
Question number 15.
Happy Teeth Dental Clinic. How may I help you?
I'd like to get my teeth checked.
Okay, the earliest available time is tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
How about the day after tomorrow at 3?
We're closed on Thursday afternoons, I'm afraid.
Oh, then what about Thursday morning?
Listen again.
Happy Teeth Dental Clinic. How may I help you?
I'd like to get my teeth checked.
Okay. The earliest available time is tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
How about the day after tomorrow at 3?
We're closed on Thursday afternoons, I'm afraid.
Oh, then what about Thursday morning?
Question number 16.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny. I've got the milk and yogurt in my shopping cart. What else do we need?
Hang on. Let me look in the kitchen.
Okay.
Will you get some carrots and make sure they're organic?
Organic? Aren't they more expensive?
A little bit, but it's worth it.
Listen again.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny. I've got the milk and yogurt in my shopping cart. What else do we need?
Hang on. Let me look in the kitchen.
Okay.
Will you get some carrots and make sure they're organic?
Organic? Aren't they more expensive?
A little bit, but it's worth it.
これで第3問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第3問 B。第3問 B は問い17から問い19までの3問です。長めの対話を一つ聞き、問い17から問い19の答えとして最も適切なものを 4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。対話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 17 to 19. Have you decided which program to apply for?
This one looks really exciting. My brother did something similar in Brazil and Mexico. He helped organize events there without knowing Portuguese or Spanish.
Well, you would be a good leader too.
Thanks, but there's a problem with the dates. I can't really go before mid-July.
How about this one? That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, it looks good, but I have no teaching experience.
Well, I'm pretty lucky. I've been teaching foreign students as a volunteer for 2 years.
That's great.
This program would be a good chance to learn about the local history, and it doesn't start till early August.
Right, and it would be exciting to gain some new skills.
Look, here's one that starts at the end of July, and it really helps the local people.
Actually, I don't think I can lift heavy things.
Listen again. Have you decided which program to apply for?
This one looks really exciting. My brother did something similar in Brazil and Mexico. He helped organize events there without knowing Portuguese or Spanish.
Well, you would be a good leader too.
Thanks, but there's a problem with the dates. I can't really go before mid-July.
How about this one? That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, it looks good, but I have no teaching experience.
Well, I'm pretty lucky. I've been teaching foreign students as a volunteer for 2 years.
That's great.
This program would be a good chance to learn about the local history, and it doesn't start till early August.
Right, and it would be exciting to gain some new skills.
Look, here's one that starts at the end of July, and it really helps the local people.
Actually, I don't think I can lift heavy things.
これで第3問 B は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。どちらも長めの英文を聞き、3つの問いに答えなさい。第4問 A。第4問 A は、問い20から問い22までの3問です。長めの英文を1つ聞き、問い20から問い22の答えとして最も適切なものを、4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 20 to 22. John Wilson was an Englishman who worked to prevent blindness in the developing world. When he was 12 years old, he was blinded in both eyes during an experiment in science class. After that, he went to a school for the blind where he learned Braille, which is the writing system for people who can't see. Then he studied law at Oxford University. After Wilson graduated, he went to Africa. There, he was shocked to find widespread blindness not caused by accidents, as in his own case, but resulting from the lack of effective treatment for certain diseases. For decades, he led an organization to prevent such blindness in Africa through education, research, and healthcare. For example, a disease spread by insects blinded 10% of the people in a part of Ghana. But in the 1950s, his organization distributed a drug that nearly eliminated the disease by 1960. In addition, it helped reduce the number of blind children by giving out vitamins and also by performing over 3 million eye operations. As a result, Millions of people who are in danger of becoming blind have been treated, and blindness is less common there now. Listen again. John Wilson was an Englishman who worked to prevent blindness in the developing world. When he was 12 years old, he was blinded in both eyes during an experiment in science class. After that, he went to a school for the blind where he learned Braille, which is the writing system for people who can't see. Then he studied law at Oxford University. After Wilson graduated, he went to Africa. There, he was shocked to find widespread blindness not caused by accidents, as in his own case, but resulting from the lack of effective treatment for certain diseases. For decades, he led an organization to prevent such blindness in Africa through education, research, and healthcare. For example, a disease spread by insects blinded 10% of the people in a part of Ghana. But in the 1950s, his organization distributed a drug that nearly eliminated the disease by 1960. In addition, it helped reduce the number of blind children by giving out vitamins and also by performing over 3 million eye operations. As a result, millions of people who are in danger of becoming blind have been treated, and blindness is less common there now.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問 B。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。長めの会話を一つ聞き、問23から問25の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。会話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Okay, the teacher asked us to discuss gifts to take to our sister school in the U.S.What kind of gifts do you think we should take, Tomomi?
What about stationery? I've heard that lots of Americans really like Japanese stationery because there are a lot of cool and useful items. Some have cute cartoon characters on them. Even functional and practical things like pens, staplers, and notebooks have cool designs that might not be available in the U.S. Yeah.I think stuff like that would be good because it's small, light, and easy to carry.
That's a good idea, Tomomi. But don't you think something more traditional would be better? Like a kimono? Well, maybe not a kimono because that would be too expensive. But what about chopsticks or fans? Oh, I know. How about ceramic bowls, vases, and those kinds of things?I've seen them for sale in tourist areas, and they seem really popular. Some have pictures of carp, cherry blossoms, or maple leaves on them. Yeah, I think we should take something like that. What do you think, Asako?
Me? Well, I agree that our presents should reflect Japanese culture. But that kind of traditional stuff you mentioned might be better for older people.I've heard that some American teenagers these days are crazy about Japanese pop culture, especially anime and manga. I like Tomomi's idea of taking pens, but how about adding some folders with popular manga or anime characters on them, and some cute erasers? Pottery would be too heavy, but stationery is easy to pack and carry. I'm sure everyone would love it. Oh, maybe not the teachers, though.Let's just get them nice stationery items with traditional designs.
Brilliant. Those are really good points, Asako.
Okay. It's settled then. Let's go with those ideas.
Listen again.
Okay, the teacher asked us to discuss gifts to take to our sister school in the U.S. What kind of gifts do you think we should take, Tomomi?
What about stationery? I've heard that lots of Americans really like Japanese stationery because there are a lot of cool and useful items. Some have cute cartoon characters on them. Even functional and practical things like pens, staplers, and notebooks have cool designs that might not be available in the U.S. Yeah, I think stuff like that would be good because it's small, light, and easy to carry.
That's a good idea, Tomomi. But don't you think something more traditional would be better? Like a kimono? Well, maybe not a kimono because that would be too expensive. But what about chopsticks or fans? Oh, I know. How about ceramic bowls, vases, and those kinds of things? I've seen them for sale in tourist areas, and they seem really popular. Some have pictures of carp, cherry blossoms, or maple leaves on them. Yeah, I think we should take something like that. What do you think, Asako?
Me? Well, I agree that our presents should reflect Japanese culture. But that kind of traditional stuff you mentioned might be better for older people. I've heard that some American teenagers these days are crazy about Japanese pop culture, especially anime and manga. I like Tomomi's idea of taking pens. But how about adding some folders with popular manga or anime characters on them, and some cute erasers? Pottery would be too heavy, but stationery is easy to pack and carry. I'm sure everyone would love it. Oh, maybe not the teachers, though. Let's just get them nice stationery items with traditional designs.
Brilliant. Those are really good points, Asako.
Okay. It's settled then. Let's go with those ideas.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答やめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。これからイヤホンを外してもらいます。その時にイヤホンが机に当たって音を立てないよう注意してください。では、イヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。